to think about perspective, theme, time, and journey.
Cool. Thank you. Yay, cool. When you hear that little rattle, it's important that every single person turn around and look at it to just freak out the person trying to tell a story. So that's great. Cool. So without further ado, I'm going to bring up our first storyteller. Since this you were here early. These people signed up to do this, so it's not our fault. No. These people signed up to do this on the internet, and you all can do it too. We'll explain how you can do it, because we'd love to have more people sign up. A lot of them have been kind enough to return. Oh, speaking of which, this person is declares herself as a Hausfrau, because it sounds fancier than a housewife. You know, you add the foreign language and it makes it sound cool. She also has a blog, which is a great blog. It's hard to find because it's hard to remember the name. It's Amomenity, which is why I can't find it. I'm always looking at it. Please put your hands together. Our first storyteller tonight, coming back again for the Big Blue Door, Miller Murray Susan! Woo!
Hello. Hi. So the way that my story is related to the theme of ghosts is that it's about Halloween, which is close. And this story takes place in October of 1999, which is the first Halloween I spent in the company of the man who is now my longtime husband, obviously, because it was 1999, it's a long time ago. But we were not, we were not married then. We were just engaged, and we were still in the... Is this counting against my time? Fine, whatever the answer is fine. Thanks. So we were still in the getting to know you phase. And one thing that I got to know about him in October of 1999 is that Halloween was his very favorite holiday. And this was extra great for him because he worked at the time for LucasArts, which is the video game arm of the Lucasfilm Empire, as in George Lucas, as in Star Wars dorks. So we were living in Northern California, and I was very excited to find out that I would be invited to the extravaganza that was the Lucasfilm Halloween party, which included an incredible costume contest. First prize, $1,000. My husband had entered this contest every year, and he was casting about for ideas at the beginning of October of 99, and we were sitting on a park bench eating bagels, talking through different scenarios when what should reverse into the parking space in front of us, but what was at that time a new Beetle. And it was like a light bulb moment for Lee. He's like, that's what it is. We will be a VW bug, and we will be the Y2K bug, and it will be awesome. I'm like, okay. How will we be the Y2K bug? He's like, leave it to me. And then he disappeared for 3 days. And at the end of that time, I went to his apartment, and on his back porch was a built-to-scale model of a Volkswagen bug, built out of cardboard and 2x4s, with working headlights and a beautifully photoshopped license plate that said Y2K. And it was a thing of beauty. So the first problem we encountered was how to get this thing of beauty from the back porch of his apartment to the party, because since it was a two-scale model, it was actually larger than his car. It's something we might have thought through before. But anyway, so we managed to wrestle it on top of his little sports car, and we had like 85 bungee cords, and we bungeed it all to the, you know, garment hangers through the open windows. And then we needed to drive 5 miles, and we had a choice of routes. We could either go on Route 101 for like one exit, or the circuitous back route where we would stay off the highway, which obviously was the better option. So that's what we did. So we arrived at the party, and the way that we wore this costume is it was like the Flintstone car. It had like an open bottom, and we wore it by the seatbelts, and we were the passengers. So we strapped ourselves in, and we're walking into the party, and we are feeling confident. And the first costume we encountered is a three-person costume. It's a rendering of the Titanic with an included iceberg, and it was built entirely out of balsa wood, and included on the deck a little model of like the orchestra playing. And it had lights and propellers, and it was singing, like it had like the sound system. And then the iceberg came up and hit it, and it split into two and sank. This was the first costume we saw. I was like, we are not going to win this thing. And we did not. I mean, we didn't get a prize at all. And they gave prizes down to like 10th place. So we were hella pissed, especially Lee, who had spent 3 days and countless amounts of money on cardboard. So we're back at the car after the party. We're not in a very good mood. And also, the VW Bug was very heavy, and we've been wearing it by the, you know, straps. So we're chafed, irritable, fighting. We managed to heave it back on top of his car to drive home, but because we're not in such a great mood, we don't really take all the care to secure it so well. So we just put the one bungee cord on. It's like, whatever, it's 5 months, it's fine. And we're in the car, and we're driving, and we're like, did you see that Iron Giant guy? That shit was amazing. You know, we're talking to the party. And but without even realizing it, without even thinking about it, he gets on the on-ramp for 101. And we're going up the ramp, and I'm like, babe, this is bad. This is not good. And he's like, oh, well, it's fine. I'll just stay to the right. It's late at night. I'll go 40 miles an hour. What could happen? It's fine. It's one exit. It's fine. It's like a little foggy and misty. He's like, it's okay. You know, nobody, they'll just drive right around us. So we get on. He's over in the right lane, poking along, when suddenly we hear the worst possible noise, which is the thwack of the bungee cord releasing. And the car catapulting off of the top. And we're like, you know, turning around, trying to see it, but it's all foggy. We can't really see where it's gone. But imagine, if you will, that you're going 65 miles an hour on North 101, and through the fog, catapulting through the air towards you, comes a VW Bug, right? I mean, this is the size of an actual car. You don't know what you're seeing. You can't even imagine what you're seeing. So we don't really know what's happened, but obviously we're thinking probably nothing good. So we get off at the next exit, and we come racing back down the exit, like the little access road. And we get out of the car, and our worst fears are realized. We see a wreck. Like, there's a total pile up. There are like three cars. There's glass on the highway. There are people wandering around, dazed. There's a guy with blood, very confused. We're like, fucking shit, oh no! And Lee's first priority, of course, is to get the costume off the highway. So he goes and he like gets over the guardrail and he runs into the highway, picks up the remains of the car, and throws it to the side of the road. Now, you've just had a wreck because you thought a VW Bug was coming through the air towards you, and then you see a man leap onto the highway, pick up what you think is a car. Like, I literally cannot imagine what these people must have. Like, they're like, are we all suddenly all having mass hallucinations? So we've done what we can, and then we're sort of trying to ascertain how bad it is, and here come the police. Woo, 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 like we hear them coming. Three cop cars that come around the scene of the accident. They pull up in front of us. We're like, okay, this, you know, I guess we're gonna have to go tell them we caused this horrible accident. We're such idiots. So we go up to the first policeman who exits his vehicle, and Lee's like, sir, I am so sorry. This was totally my fault. It was my fault. And the policeman's like, sir, okay, where is your vehicle? And Lee's like, okay, the real car or the fake car that I made? And the policeman's like, sir, where is your vehicle? He's like, what? My real car or the fake car? See, because I made this. The guy's like, stop. Go and stand by your vehicle. He's like, oh, okay. So we go, and he gets the remnants of the car, and we go stand on the access road next to our car, and we just stand there, and the policemen fan out, and they do their job, and they get nobody's seriously hurt, which is such a blessing, and they kind of get everybody moving again. The traffic's moving. Here they go. And they're all driving off down the highway. And then all the policemen get back in their cars, and they go, woo, 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 woo. And then it's just us standing with our car and our other car, waiting. And we waited. We waited for like 45 minutes. Nobody ever came back. We were like, well, we tried to confess. What the hell? I guess we're scot-free. Sweet. So we take the license plate off of the costume car, laughing all the while, and we throw it in the dumpster, and we go home. And then we proceed to dine out on this story all weekend. Oh, my God, we totally caused a huge wreck on Highway 101. It's hilarious. So then on Monday, Lee's at his desk, and he gets a call from a colleague. He's like, dude, didn't you go to the Halloween party as the Y2K bug? And Lee's like, yeah, oh, yeah. And he goes, I have a friend who works for the Marin Independent Journal, and he is writing a story about a costume car that caused an accident on 101. Do you know anything about that? Lee's like, I totally know all about that because that was me. And the guy's like, you're so fucked. The police have been looking for you all weekend. Lee's like, that's bullshit. I tried to turn myself. That is ridiculous. Oh, the guy's like, whatever, man. You better call the CHP, okay, because you're in some heavy shit. And Lee's like, oh, my God.